What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is Monday. Today is March, right? We're in March. We're in a new month. We're really excited because today is March 3rd, but it's Monday, so that means it's time for Monday Momentum. But before we get started with the show, come on, producer Britt, come on out here and let's go ahead and get this party started. Let's go and get this thing rolling. How we feeling?
Hello, hello. Happy Monday. Happy Momentum Monday.
Happy Momentum Monday. How you feeling? How you feeling? Talk to us.
I'm feeling good. You know, it's Monday. I do my best to stay positive on Mondays, but I'm feeling good. I had my carrot and ginger juice this morning and my celery juice. So I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Wait. Carrot? You said carrot juice? You said carrot and ginger and celery. What? When did this start? Just help us, because we talk about Momentum Monday. Where did you get the momentum and the motivation to start doing this whole juice thing and everything like that?
Oh man, so it really started when I started going to the Cedar Ranch Market, the one I was telling you about. And my sister stays in California, Tiara Lucky. She stays in California in LA, and she had just got a new juicer. And so she was just juice. And my mom is a juicer too. And so I'm kind of like last to get on the train. So I bought me a juicer, and I have just been juicing ever since, Jonathan. I'm just obsessed with it. I do my carrot and my ginger juice in the morning with celery juice. So two different juices, not the same, guys. And then my celery juice is good for your skin. And ginger and carrot, I think that's just good to wake you up. And then I got cucumber juice. I got some more juices coming. So y'all stay tuned. I might teach you something on Teach Me Tuesday, maybe.
Okay. Got some more juice coming. If you like the juice, go ahead and let us know in the chat, like, what is your juice of preference? Because I don't know. I feel like I might be missing out. Because honestly, I mean, my wife, she's
Terry,
blended up.
How you doing, Coach Terry?
Coach Terry, what up? But yeah, like my wife, she's done some, because we don't have a juicer, but we have a blender, and we'll break everything down, and you know, we'll get like that ginger, and you know, we'll, whatever veggies we have in there, we'll mix it up. So
Okay. All right.
Producer Britt, I'm kicking it to you. It's on you. It's on you.
You
new
ready?
Month. Well, what we got going? What we got
okay.
going? New month.
Okay. So all right, so what we got going right now is that, can you hear me, Jonathan?
Loud and clear. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, y'all stick with me for a little bit. Okay, so what I have going on here is that, all right, y'all, it's Women History Month, okay? So I wish I could show her face. If you could see her, you could probably hear me. But anyway, this is Toni Morrison, okay? The author, Toni Morrison, she's the author of Beloved, if you've heard of that book before. So Toni Morrison, she became the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize in literature, okay? She won that in 1993. Secondly, she also won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel Beloved, okay, and that was in 1988. She worked as an editor at Random House for nearly 20 years, championing Black authors, and she wrote 11 novels, including The Bluest Eye, Song of Solomon, and Jazz. So, lastly, in her later years, she taught at Princeton University and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. Okay, so we're just gonna give some hand claps for Miss Toni Morrison. Okay, I've seen the movie Beloved. I've never read the book, and I also just learned a fun fact that she wrote her first novel around the age of 40. Mm. So it's never too late. It's never too late.
Never we like that. It's never too late to get started. We like that.
Never too late. Okay, so okay. I got some more. So all month, ladies, men, gentlemen, women, I will be highlighting Black women for Women's History Month. So if you have someone that you want to highlight, send me a DM at Producer Britt on Instagram or on TikTok, and I'll put that lovely Black woman in the rotation, okay? Or just women in general. Okay, so my next thing, guys, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break, really quick commercial break.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. As you all just were tuning in, you were just hearing Producer Britt talk a little bit about some of the things going on in Women's History Month, which we're going to be excited to bring you more insight, more facts, and more stories. But Producer Britt, I know this is you know, one of your pride and joys with this segment, with what I saw scrolling. So I'm going to kick it back to you and let you pick up where you left off.
All right. Okay, guys, stay with us. We're having some technical difficulties, but we are going to get through this news. Okay, we're going to get through it. Okay, so if you have not heard already, this is actually, it's about a week late, but there's a documentary out and it's called Number One on the Call Sheet. It's a two-part documentary in the film event. And this is star-studded. I'm talking Angela Bassett, Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, Halle Berry. So they are in this two-part documentary, and it explores the journey, challenges, and legacies of Black leading actors in Hollywood. Okay, so it's featuring intimate interviews with cinema's biggest stars. So when is this happening? So it premieres Friday, March 28th. On Apple TV Plus, okay? And the trailer has already dropped on February 28th. So if you have the internet, and you do, if you're watching this, and you can just go on right to YouTube and look at that trailer. It looks really good, Jonathan. It looks really good.
Okay, yeah, you know I like a good documentary. So I'll definitely check it out. I always like a good documentary where I can learn something, take in new information. So I'll check it out. Yeah.
So so we all know the Oscars was yesterday. I did not get a chance to watch, you know. And then I kind of heard it was a little boring. So if you could see this is my next story right here. Okay, guys? So who... Jonathan, have you ever wondered who makes the red carpet for the Oscars?
I never did, but now I'm curious.
Now you're curious. Okay. Well, we found the guy, okay? A reporter from the New York Times. She spent 2 years tracking this guy down because he does not like being seen. He does not like being in the spotlight whatsoever, okay? But what he can do is make a custom carpet for you, okay? The mysterious man, his name is Steve Olive, okay? He is a very super low-key guy, as I mentioned before, and he works with his 26-year-old son, Nick, okay? How did he get into this? So he has been making red carpets for the Oscars since 1997. They also create carpets for the Grammys, Golden Globes, and even the Super Bowl carpet. I never knew there was a Super Bowl carpet, but what? I guess you know.
My man got all the clients. He got all the clients. He locking them in.
And wait till you hear how heavy and how big these things are. Okay, so they provide a massive 50,000 square foot carpet for the Academy Awards. So that's just for the Oscars. But each roll, so each carpet weighs about 630 pounds. 630 pounds. So that's equivalent to about 3 refrigerators.
What in the world? What type of carpet? I guess for it to be Grammy, you know, for it to be Grammy level, Oscar level carpet, mm-hmm. it needs to, that makes sense. That makes mm-hmm. sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get it.
So the carpets are manufactured at Dalton, Georgia. They're transported to California in a 35-hour drive and installed a week before the ceremony. It takes a crew of about 20 plus workers to roll out the red carpet on Hollywood Boulevard. So how did he get into this? He's been doing this since 1992 with his brother-in-law, and they do this in California in a 36,000 square feet warehouse. And like I said before, the reporter Sarah, it took her 2 years to find him. 2 years.
You gotta be driven really to, like, I mean, that's like some great mouse detective type stuff, like,
right?
Just to make sure to find this person, 2 years worth of time to put in. Like, I mean, uh-huh. Hey, I guess to break this story though, yeah. For her to bring that to us after 2 years, kudos.
Yeah. All right. Kudos to her. Okay. This is my next story right here. We're gonna talk about Tiana. Okay. So Disney Plus is snatching my girl Tiana off. She ain't even been aired yet, but they're snatching it off because apparently they're not making long form content anymore on Disney Plus. So, and they're dealing with layoffs right now in the Vancouver studio in Disney. So it's a lot going on with Disney right now, but they have shelved the Tiana Disney Plus series, not making long form content anymore. They announced that she was going to have her own series back in December 2020. So this follows Pixar's similar move away from long form streaming content last year. Moana 2 was actually planned as a series, but that hit theaters not too long ago. And so it's just a sad day for my girl Tiana. She Tiana World just opened up at Disney World. I would love to go back to Disney World and see Tiana and her bayou and all her food. She got a restaurant and everything. It's so cute.
I can see them cutting to, you know, series and short form, because I'm not sure if you've seen some of those Disney shorts to where they're like a couple of minutes to, like, Sporky is one of them. Uh-huh. It was the character from one of the Toy Stories, and like they would tie little messages in there. And then, like, with the Hulk and then some of the other stuff, they started going more towards that series type content, I guess, because they're competing against people's attention span. But gotcha. I mean, Tiana was solid. I mean, I like the first one, you know, the Princess and the Frog. I like the first one. So they need to stop playing and let us get that content.
In my opinion, they just need to make her another movie.
Producer Britt, Gab out loud in the chat said, even animated characters aren't safe from DI cuts. Dang.
Oh, dang. That's funny. Right.
Oh,
right.
Gabby off the chain. Right. She off the chain for that.
So my last story here. Well, yeah, my last story here. It's a bit sad, Jonathan, but we got to talk about it as a community. Okay. We have to talk about it. So
I'm listening.
This young man right here is Caleb Wilson. Guys, if you haven't heard this story already, a 20-year-old mechanical engineer junior at Southern University, a member of Southern University's renowned Human Jukebox Marching Band, was pledging the historically black fraternity Omega Phi, was it Phi Psi? Sci-fi?
Oh, Omega Sci-fi.
Yeah, sci-fi. Okay. And they were hazing, and he collapsed, and he died. Oh, no. because
oh no, yeah. Not Southern. Oh no,
I know. Mm. And that's where your daddy went.
My daddy went to Southern. Man, I love Southern. No, Southern, no.
Oh god, yeah. So, yeah, the university it's been suspended. You know that chapter has been suspended at the university right now. But, just you know, we got to be careful with the whole hazing thing. And y'all, I mean, you know, it's not the first time, but it definitely needs to be. It needs to be the last time, because we can't. I agree. Yeah, yeah. There has to be other ways that we can initiate people to get into the fraternity without, losing a life. So, sorry to end on a sad note, guys, but if you have any other news that you would like to share or for me to share, report on the show, send me a DM to Producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok. I will review it and I will put it on the show. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. Welcome back, successors. Welcome back to more Speak Your Success. And as we shared earlier, today is Momentum Monday, right? And this is that day of the week. You get to kick the week off strong, get to kick the week off with a little spark, you know, to get you going. And last week, what we talked about is just me going through having a terrible attitude, right? Having a bad attitude and how this was negatively impacting everybody around me. But then ultimately, when I got to the space and the place to where I had to take ownership of that attitude, and then after taking ownership, then I was able to grow and able to learn from that. But today we're going to build a little bit on that. We're going to take a slight pivot, but we're still going to build on that. And today I want to talk a little bit about the power of preparation, right? And the reason why I want to talk about that is it's one thing to have time management, right? As you go through college, as you begin to work a job, as some of us even start to date and get married, we understand what time management looks like. Right? Because when that alarm clock goes off in the morning, you know you got 10 minutes to get out the door or 15 minutes to get out the door so that you can get to whatever location or whatever place that you're trying to make it to. Am I right? If I'm right, y'all talk to me in the chat. Let me know in the chat if y'all feel me on this. Right? So time management is something that we naturally are able to say, hey, it's going to take me 10 minutes to get from the house to work. Okay, so I need to leave at 9:50 at the latest. So I'm trying to make it to work for 10, okay? But then the other part that I'm still dealing with, I'm still working through, but it would be the preparation piece. And the reason why I say that is I'm in a stage to where I'm evolving. I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm an employee, right? As well as I'm a CEO of my own business. And I began to realize that when I would show up to certain things or certain events, I would be exhausted. At the end of my day, I would be drained. And I was sitting there trying to figure out, like, why am I so drained? Why am I so burnt out? Why do I feel what I feel? And it was the lack of preparation on my part. Does anybody feel me? Let me know in the chat if y'all feel where I'm coming from. And the piece that I began to see was if the night before, right? If I knew that I was gonna have a photo shoot on Saturday And then if the night before on Friday, I began to think, well, what can I do to prepare for this shoot so that Saturday I won't have to rush? I won't have to be throwing stuff all over the place. I won't have to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And just thinking about, are there other things I can check off earlier or sooner? Right? For you, it might be that you have a kiddo. And you know, in order to get that kiddo out of the house on time, the night before, you need to pack that bag up. What needs to go in that bag? Right? The lunch stuff, the snacks, the change of clothes, whatever it might be. But y'all, this is something that I'm still working through. Like, as I'm sharing this with y'all, I'm still working through this now, just learning how to better prepare. And when you learn how to better prepare things on the front end, because I've done it sometimes, but it's not a consistent habit for me just yet, right? And then I began to realize that when I would prepare things in advance, then on the back end, I would be able to relax because I wouldn't have to worry about, oh, what's this? Where's that? What do I need to do? Where I need to go? Oh, this bill. This bill, they charge us for a late charge because I didn't take the time and put everything I need to do to get the bill taken care of ahead of time. So here are a few action items I'm going to share with you all that as I was taking time to prepare for this topic today, here are a few action items that I thought of to where you can take one of these or take a few of these and then apply it and then let us know what success that you're able to see. The first one is set a weekly planning session to be able to map out your priorities, right? What are the most important things that you need to accomplish in this week? And then by you listing them out, it'll give you a punch list to where you can go right into that the next day. Easy, right? Or maybe even creating a preparation checklist for a big goal. Right? You know you're about to go on vacation. You know you need to pack the bag. You know you need to get the tickets. You know you need to get out, get your license, have all that stuff together. But you can put that on a checklist to where it will lead you up to your big goal and really set you up for success there. Or maybe this one. What about the 80-20 rule? To where you spend 80% of your time preparing. And then you spend the other 20% executing. Right? So these are just a few ways to where you can begin to prepare for what's coming before the time of the actual event. And when this happens, this now will set you up for true and ultimate success. Okay? So now we're going to get ready to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to provide you with more Speak Your Success. Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. I hope you're still fired up on this Momentum Monday. And I hope that one of those tips you're able to apply. And I hope you're able to be able to see some growth, some progress. Because at the end of the day, preparation isn't about perfection, but ultimately it's about progress. All right. Producer Britt, come on back out here.
Hey.
What up? Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and get into it. I'm still feeling fired up. Talk to us.
Okay. So, I know you talked about preparation, and your time management and things like that. And I guess my little two cents is that I am now college. If anybody that knew me in college or just knows me, period, I used to have my planner, Jonathan. I used to write my bathroom breaks on my planner.
No way. Yeah.
So, I mean, it used to be so intense. I can't go anywhere without my planner. And now my planner is my iPad. And switching over from writing everything down and then now doing it digitally is very different for me. But all I can say is that my professor told me, prepare for the prepared, so you're prepared to prepare, okay? You just want to prepare to prepare to prepare, prepare. Okay, so I tell anybody that, because earlier today, ironically, I was just talking to my one of my best friends, Nakia Carrero, who is a reporter on CBS in Miami. And, you know, we're media people and we went to college together. We both have degrees in broadcasting, and you can't really take a break when you're in media. You know, like once you wake up, I mean, you're just full throttle the whole entire day until it's time to go to sleep and do it all over again. So, you know, that's my two cents. And, you know, as you work through it, all I can tell you is prepare to prepare for the prepared, so you're prepared.
Yes, Professor Producer Britt. Yes, Professor Producer Britt.
Yes. But I bet you want to answer some questions, don't you?
Come on. My favorite segment. It's my favorite segment.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
This morning for breakfast, I had a protein shake. Okay.
What we put in the protein shake? What we put in there?
Well, no. It was a pre-made bottle protein shake. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. 32 grams of protein. It was chocolate.
Whoa. That's a lot of protein.
That's a lot of protein. Yeah. And if I did, because I've told you before, that's why when it's time for lunch break, I'd be like, nah, I got to eat. And it was coming up on like that 12, almost 1. Uh-huh. And I didn't have nothing in the tank. I'm grateful to God that my wife hooked me up with the protein shake in the bag. Because if not, I would have been out here real bad. Okay? Real bad. Yeah, real bad.
That's funny. Okay, Friday, you told us that Baby Jones was having his 2-year-old birthday party. Tell the people how the birthday party went.
So the birthday party was up. Okay, the birthday party was up.
My man was
my man was running around. Look, we're gonna share some footage. Not tonight. Okay. We're gonna share some footage.
Okay.
But when I tell you, my man was running through like they got the ball pit. He flipped upside down. Mm-hmm. Everybody singing happy birthday to him. He just looking at him like, "What's up with y'all?" But he is cycling through this little obstacle course, and I'm following him with the camera.
Yeah.
Off the chain. He enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Lovely. Happy birthday, Baby Jones. Happy birthday. That's so nice. Okay, my last question. I gotta put my iPad out for this one. Who do you think in the NBA right now has the most technicals?
Ooh, who has the most technicals? I mean, I want to say Anthony Edwards. I know he gets fined for all them cussing,
ding,
but
ding,
I don't think.
Ding! 17.
Oh, he does?
17 technical fouls.
Oh my god! Well, I guess that mouth gonna get him in trouble one way or the other.
Luca has 7.
But here's the thing though, Producer Bree. Here's the thing.
Draymond Green has 11, but that's normal.
You said who does?
Draymond Green, but that's normal.
I mean, that's no surprise. But this is the thing they gotta understand. Like they're setting a terrible example. You can be one of the best players without having the most technical fouls. That is not a good example to set. Because now these kids gonna think I get out there, I get buckets, I get busy, I can cuss out whoever want to cuss out. No, it's not how it works. We gotta help the kids, man. We gotta help the kids.
You know what's crazy? Jason Tatum has 9 technical fouls. And I'm like, how? I like Jason Tatum, but I'm like, what does he be doing to have 9 technical fouls?
I feel like I've seen him mouthing off too. I feel like I've seen it. Yeah, okay. I feel like I've definitely seen it.
Okay.
Bumping them guns, man. Cause it's the hit the move, go up with the shot, mm-hmm. and they feel like they deserve the call, and they not giving them the call. So then they just keep on talking, and the ref like, I'm gonna show you who boss.
Gotcha.
And then that's it.
I know you remember Detroit Pistons back in the day, Bad Boys. You know what you're gonna do. You know when it comes for you. So right now on the technical foul list, the Pistons have 4 players that have, you know, multiple technical fouls, and they're kind of building up that energy. You know, bad again. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they in Detroit, I think they're still, I think they're fairly young, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes,
I know
are.
They got
yeah,
the
they
one
are
kid.
Young. Yeah, they are a young team right now.
Yeah, they got the one kid from Overtime, mm-hmm. and they got some other pieces, but I mean, teams have cultures. Mm-hmm. Detroit has always been that gritty, grindy culture or grimy culture. Same with like the Memphis Grizzlies. It's just one of those things. It's just one of those things. I'm not mad at it though. Okay. You gotta have identified.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Okay. All right, guys. If you have any questions that you want to ask Jonathan that you want him to answer, send me a DM at ProducerBrit at Instagram or on TikTok. We will be right back with more Speak Your Success to get Jonathan's final thought. All right. We'll be right back.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right, family, welcome back. Successors, welcome back to Speak Your Success. And as you all have been rocking with us and y'all been rolling with us, maybe tonight's the first time, maybe it's been a couple of weeks. But either way, if you have not hit that subscribe button down in the bottom right-hand corner, you're streaming on YouTube, make sure to hit it, right? Go ahead, become a part of the family and make sure you don't miss out on any episodes because we got content rolling out every single day, okay? So make sure that you don't miss it. And y'all, tonight we had some technical difficulties. For those of y'all who've been rocking with us for the whole show tonight, man, we apologize. We're working to get this thing together. We've been, just like I talked about tonight, we've been preparing to provide you with the best excellent experience possible, and we're going to get it right. So for those of you all rocking with us, thank you for rocking, and we pray that you will continue to rock with us. And my final thought tonight, as we just talk about preparation, it's just a challenge for you, a challenge for me, a challenge for us. And the challenge is to identify one area in your life that you can be better prepared. Maybe it might be meal prepping for the family, right? You might say, oh, I need to make the grocery list before I go to the grocery store. It might be planning out date nights. It might be making a list of places that you potentially could show your spouse or your partner, hey, what about these options? Instead of just coming with one option. I've done that and it yielded success, all right? So I'd encourage you there. Or lastly, it might just be you laying out your clothes the night before just so that you're not wasting time throwing up clothes and just trying to figure out what to wear, what you can put on, oh, it doesn't fit, all right? So identify one area that you can better prepare for in your life. And feel free to shoot us a DM at Speaker Success Media to let us know, hey, this is the area I'm gonna better prepare. And then we'd love to show you love and, you know, create that accountability for you there. But until next time, friends, we will be live right here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central Standard. And it's Teach Me Tuesday. That's where we're providing you a free masterclass teaching you a subject area or having an expert on to talk about that particular thing. Until next time, family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?